Cyber Monday, and you're listening to the Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. We are slowly approaching towards Basel, and we were so happy that another interview stop was with United Kingdom and with Remember Monday with their song What the Hell Just Happened. And we were so happy that we were able to chat with them. But before the chat, why shouldn't we, you know, just listen to the little part of the song just right now?
What the hell just happened? What the hell just happened? No clue, but I liked it.
Right, and we've heard that live now. They've sang it a few times. We've seen it on social media. We know they are, I mean, they're expert singers. They've been together now over 10 years. And they're living their dream, and in the chat we had with them, we really felt that. Like, it was, I don't know how to describe it. It was, besides fun, obviously, you're going to have a fun few minutes listening to this, but, like, they're just so gelled. Like, you can really tell that they're really integrated as a trio. And, like, we just laughed our asses off for 15 minutes with them. It was so much fun.
And we hope that you will laugh with them as well. Take it away with Remember Monday. Welcome, girls. Welcome, Lauren, Holly, Ann, and Charlotte. Welcome to Building Bridges. How are you?
Hello. We are good, thank you. How are you?
Well, perfect. It's Eurovision is pretty much around the corner. We are so happy to have you over. And how are the preparations going, maybe, first of all?
They're good. You know what people keep saying? Like, Eurovision is just a few weeks away, or it's just around the corner. And we're like,
is it?
We felt like for a really long time, it was like months down the line. Mm-hmm. And now it's feeling very, very close.
Yeah, it's next month.
Yeah, we're feeling good. We're feeling really excited, but the nerves are definitely kicking in, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just going to say, it's no April Fool's. You just took the words out of my mouth. It's like next month. Like, I'm in the same boat.
Yes.
I'm going to get on a plane in a month and come across, you know, the ocean and see you guys and see everything in Basel. It's crazy. But you guys, I think a lot of fans now already know a bit of your backstory. You've done some interviews and stuff already. So I'm curious, how has maybe your relationship or like as a trio evolved maybe since accepting this? Has it changed your journey as artists or changed even how you interact between the three of you?
I feel like it has.
It's true.
I mean, the three of us have been best friends since we were 16 years old, which has been quite a long time. And our friendship is always the most important thing to us, which is why we've lasted this long and why we feel like we could last forever, is because, you know, we prioritize each other and our friendship and our kind of, we're each other's therapists and things like that. I think this is the first experience where we've been doing it full time. And when I say full time, I mean like all day, every day, which has always been a dream for us, and which is why we're loving this experience so much, is because Eurovision has allowed us to be able to say we are Remember Monday every single day of the week. And we're loving it. I mean, we feel stronger than ever, to be honest. We're doing everything we've ever dreamed of since we were teenagers.
Yeah.
So we feel really good. I mean,
the impact that Eurovision is having on our band career is like we couldn't be more grateful to be involved in this process, regardless of even if nothing came of it from Remember Monday. We would still be having the time of our lives because of each day and the experience that we're currently in. But the fact that, you know, our summer is full of festivals. We've got plans for the end of the year, wink, wink. Like, there are so many exciting things happening because of Eurovision. We just couldn't be more grateful.
We literally, every single person that has, like, commented on our video or streamed our song, we literally want to personally
pick
them.
You up
and like crowd surf you through the party. Like, honestly, we we are so grateful for what has happened to us thus far. And sorry, we're basically going off on such a tangent here. But you said, how is your friendship? It's good.
We like each other.
We're good.
That's a good stuff.
We're so sorry. We talk so much.
No worries. It's always better that when we have guests who can be, you know, a bit more chatty, because sometimes it can be way more difficult when you have those short answers and then you want to get, you know. So it's all
Yeah, you're like, how's your friendship? We're like, good.
Performing as a trio can be powerful, you know, also with your extremely powerful voices, but like it can be also sometimes difficult. How will you ensure like your voices and personalities shine individually while on stage in Basel?
Oh, that's a lovely question.
I think over the years we've kind of really solidified
our
sound between us. And also, we all know what our strengths are, and we like to show each other off a lot. Again, I think you do that with your close friends. It's never like a competition within us. It's always like, if one of us is up, it lifts the other two. So I don't think that that's actually much too much of a challenge in terms of like showcasing ourselves.
We're so used to singing together and arranging music together and songs together that we just know where each of us sits comfortably, and be like, oh, Lauren, you'd be clearly the best and amazing at that, so you take that one. And Charlotte, you're brilliant at that bit, so you do that bit. And it's stuff
and
like
Holly
that.
Occasionally,
and Holly, you suck! So you're not gonna do anything!
No, you're right though, it definitely is. And I think
it's just obvious.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It comes from, I think, half like luck that our voices just kind of naturally like blended together really as soon as we met and started singing together. And then also now, luck plus experience of however long we've been together as a band and working on that and really honing it. And it feels very natural to us now.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been involved in Eurovision now. My point is like you said you're trying to get the best out of it, but like what's the best thing that happened for you since Eurovision project started for you? So what was the best thing that you
I'm just gonna get out my scroll of things that has happened since we filmed the postcard for Eurovision last week in Switzerland. Can't say much on it, but it was the biggest bucket list thing in the world.
Insane.
We hit 1 million streams on Spotify. That's never happened to us before. And we've been dreaming of that for...
ever?
Years.
And that happened in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, which I know some people might not think that's that big of a deal, but honestly, that was like one of the coolest days ever.
Yeah.
We've been played on like national radio. We're doing podcasts with people like yourselves. Like all of this stuff is so, so huge. The fact that people want to sit us down and meet us and get to know us and talk about our music is everything to us. Honestly, it's this whole process. And we keep saying, as much as that final performance is so amazing and important and it is a competition, every single day in the lead up is Eurovision to us.
Yeah.
The meeting the fans, the pre-parties, the interviews with you guys, like all of that is Eurovision. The end goal is to be proud of the singing and the performance that we give, but whatever the points are, it's out of our hands. It's out of our hands.
Yes.
Yeah, the UK, there's just some stigma, and I mean, you might throw like the best staging ever and still the audience might be like, eh. And we hope, you know, it's not personal. Yeah. Like I'm sure you know the history. We won't go into it. So like
that's kind of okay. Like what, you know, there will be people that love what we do. There will be people that maybe don't love what we do so much. That's okay. We're okay with not being for everyone. No one is. Some people hate Beyonce. I think those people are crazy, but you know, so it's okay. We're enjoying the ride. And as long as we're proud of our performance, then we feel like we've won.
Yeah.
Well, I'll share a bit of Canadiana with you now, right? Things are a bit tough in Canada right now, thanks to a certain person. We won't go into that. But there's a phrase that's going across Canada now called elbows up. It comes from hockey. Like when you're in trouble in the corners, you're a hockey player, you put your elbows up so you don't get like squat in the glass, you know? So
yeah.
If anything goes wrong, just elbows up, girls. You got this.
Elbows up. Oh.
But we'll focus on the positive. Have you had any kind of a two-in-one question? Any memorable fan interactions yet so far? And are you looking forward to maybe some of the pre-parties?
There are so many. Gosh. First of all, the TikToks that we are making to our song are killing us. They are literally so good.
We share them daily.
The human race
day.
Is so funny. Like, oh my God. Honestly, some of the TikToks that people are making of our song, we are just
crying.
We are dying over. Yes. We really hope we get to meet a lot of people in person.
Yeah. Our favorite thing ever is when people like come up and say hello to us. Yes. Walking out. The other day we were in Trafalgar Square, just like at the end of the day, walking back to the train station, and someone came over and we were like, oh, it's so good to meet you. It's
honestly, we were literally like, wow. Because we often get a lot of messages being like, we saw you on the train, but we didn't want to, you know, bother you. It's like, bother us. Bother us, honestly. Everyone is always more than welcome to come and say hi. We are.
We love it.
Big wide open arms, and we can't wait to meet everyone. And we're going to be going to parts of Europe that we've never been to before, and we hope to meet as many people as we possibly can.
And the pre-parties, you said, honestly, we are so excited. Yeah. We're so excited to meet other acts, all the other acts.
A bit nervous.
I mean, a bit nervous.
We have our first one this weekend, and we're very excited.
Yeah. We just can't wait. The whole thing is crazy.
Are there any of them that maybe you've heard their songs, or you've seen them kind of on socials, and you feel like you're going to vibe with them, that you're looking forward to meeting?
Yes, so many of them.
Yes, honestly. We've already met JJ from Austria.
Yeah,
the cutest goose ever.
So great.
Sweetest goose.
We love him.
Yeah. Also, like, A-class voice. We sang with him his song.
Wasted Love. Yeah. Fantastic way of doing this.
So good.
Brilliant. Honestly,
stunning. Beautiful, and can sing it live in his sleep. So. Yeah. Very good. We've DM'd. We're in a big group chat. We've been chatting away to everyone. Gonna go for some drinks with Mariana from Malta.
Honestly,
which we're excited about.
There's so many.
We just can't wait to meet them all. We're becoming fangirls of all of these people. We're trying to actually play it cool, especially with JJ. We were like, guys, we need to like just remember that we have to try and play it cool. And we're like, yeah.
JJ! Like,
this is so ridiculous. We're buzzing. Everyone, the talent this year is insane. We are just so buzzing to be a part of it.
It's a huge platform, you know, and I would say that each and every artist who is taking part of it, you know, it's always the best thing is to take the best out of it and just to, you know, use those 3 minutes and, you know, promoting the music. And I think this is a fantastic way to do. What the hell just happened? That's the question that we've been asking, you know, for quite a few months now, or weeks since the song was released. What can you tell us about your approach in the song, and what is going, regarding staging, what are your wishes? Not maybe what it will look like, because that can get you in trouble, I think. But like, what are your wishes to you know, deliver on stage in Basel without saying too much?
When we were writing the song, we had a big old kind of checklist of things that we wanted to get in there. We really wanted for it to feel like a song that Remember Monday would sing and release regardless. And then we also wanted to make sure that it had that kind of energy and theatricality that is needed on a Eurovision stage, we think. There were loads of different references that we had, Queen, Chaperone, Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina, like all of the kind of the wonderful, like quintessentially British parts of Queen's music, and that feels like nostalgic, but then also combined with like more modern, poppier, girly references. So that was kind of a big thing for us, and we feel like we managed to just tick loads of things off with this song from that big old checklist. So that was kind of the writing part of it, and then staging.
We've got the most incredible staging director called Ace, who we're just the biggest fans of. And you know, they've worked with some of the most incredible kind of female acts out there, like Blackpink, Sabrina Carpenter, Dua Lipa, and we want people to watch our performance and just get joy and excitement and everything from it and feel what we're feeling, which will be hopefully not the nerve side, but they get all of the fun and everything from it. And it's very girly.
Yeah, basically want anyone that's in that auditorium or watching it, we want them to feel like they're at a Remember Monday concert. Yeah. And more than the competition side, we want people to leave and go, oh, they're my new favourite girl band. And if that's what people think, then we've won. No matter what the points are.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I can't believe the time is. I know you have a super long day of interviews ahead, so I won't take any more of your time. But since we're an international podcast, our listeners are literally across all the Eurovision countries and across South America, Asia. They're everywhere. Do you have maybe a last message, because since they can all vote for you now with the international vote, for anyone listening?
We didn't know that that was a thing. Well, I didn't know that that was a thing until this year. That's so incredibly exciting.
It's so cool.
I mean, we literally can't wait to, I think you said earlier, we're getting to go to so many amazing places that we've never been because of Eurovision. We're so excited to meet as many people as we possibly can and just kind of soak it all up. I mean,
yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, and if people want to vote for us, we literally can't thank you enough.
No.
We want to visit every single part of the world and
meet
share our
person.
Music and meet all of you. We are
just so excited.
We are just three normal gals living out a dream that we've had since we were little girls. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Good luck breaking the UK curse
thanks,
this year.
Guys.
We can't wait to see it. And a big thanks to your manager, Gabby, too, for setting this up for us. So have the best day and best of luck in Basel.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye. Take care, girls. Thank you so much to the UK delegation to Remember Monday for this lovely, lovely chat we had with them. We cannot wait to see what the hell just happened on the Basel stage. The girls were lovely. I'm sure that was one of those interviews we could talk forever and ever, because like they were like, you know, you could see the excitement, and that was,
I know,
and
we had even more questions for them, but like time went so fast, and because they were so chatty, which was wonderful, we didn't get to ask everything we wanted to ask. But that's okay. Hopefully we'll bump into them in Basel and get to ask them a few more questions.
Exactly. So that was pretty much it. Don't forget to stream What the Hell Just Happened by Remember Monday on your platforms. And also do not forget to check us on our social media. We are Building Bridges Pod pretty much everywhere. And also do not forget to visit our website, buildingbridgespod.com. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Until the next time, we say ciao or
cheerio.
Take care. See you soon.